never thought what was meant by God saying that David was a man after God's own heart. He was described by God himself as being as a man after God's own heart. And I've often wondered what was meant by this, because here was a man who was a murderer and an adulterer, but he's described by God himself as being after his own heart. In view of all David's sin and missing the mark, what could it mean? I've found that the answer is that David, despite his sin, was wholehearted towards God. He loved him above and beyond everything else, and he was tender-hearted when he was corrected. Psalm 51 records his anguish, "Against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight." He had a heart and a conscience towards God, which prized their relationship above all else. This, beloved, is what God looks for. He doesn't overlook the crimes that David committed. He corrects him, tells him what the cost of it will be. He lost his son and brought David back into fellowship with him, a changed man. God loves us with everything he has. He's 100% towards us, all day, every day, no matter what. He has the greatest record of unrequited love the world has ever known. He loves all the way, all the time. He loves you because he loves you because he loves you. It isn't based on your performance. And when he finds someone who reciprocates his love, he calls him or her a man after his own heart. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to find the one whose heart is perfect before him, says in Chronicles somewhere. Not sinless, perfect. Perfect and undivided. His without rival. That is what he looks for. You take care of the relationship and everything else takes care of itself. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I am constrained to be. Let that grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Take my heart, oh, take and seal it from thy courts above. Amen to that. God bless you.